Hey guys, it's Nicole Dean from NicoleOnTheNet.com, and today I've got something a little different for you. Yesterday, my friend Vera Raposo from YourCreativeBiz.com interviewed me about the topic of lifestyle design. I enjoyed how the interview turned out, so I asked if I could share it over here with my peeps, and she said that would be just fine. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and be sure to leave a comment. Let me know what you think afterwards. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
So I am joined here with the lovely Nicole Dean. I'm very happy to have Nicole here on our podcast. Nicole has really created the life of her dreams, and this is what I want to inspire you to do as well. And so Nicole is the busy marketer's coach. She calls herself the mostly sane marketer. And I found a really funny little tidbit on, she has like five or four different about pages. And she's so funny. And there's a list here. And I just posted on Facebook, actually. It says, during my first podcast interview, when Kelly McCauzy interviewed me for WEM MVP, I grabbed the phone, hid in my bathroom, and drank a beer during the interview. Love that.
I was just a little nervous. I'm not drunk now.
Well, that's funny too. It's just anyone who wants to start a podcast can do a podcast or be a guest on a podcast. It's just drink a beer. So funny. So yeah. So I wanted to have you on the podcast, and I'm so thankful that you're here because you can really speak to what I'm looking to accomplish big time in my life now is finding the peace and the happiness and the joy, but really having a business that is based around your lifestyle. So thanks so much for being here today, Nicole.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm excited. This is a great topic.
Yeah. So what does having a lifestyle and biz by design mean to you?
Well, I think there's several parts to that. I mean, obviously you need to be profitable. You know, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to sit at the beach all day and isn't that great, because you have to have a profitable business as well. So there's this balance there. But to me, the gift of having a lifestyle and business by design means that I have the freedom to say yes to the things that make my heart sing and that speak to my soul and, you know, that I get excited about and that can really help people. But it also gives me the freedom to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get opportunities, you know, as you get a bigger name and you have more successes, you draw people to you who want to work with you. You know, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the freedom to say no now. Even if I know a project is going to be extremely profitable, if it doesn't fit with my lifestyle goals, then I can say no and not panic, not feel like, oh my gosh, I'm walking away from all that money.
Right.
I just know in my heart and in my gut, because my gut's usually smarter than any other part of my body. You know,
mm-hmm.
my gut tells me right away, it either jumps for joy or kind of holds back and goes, Nick, you know, really think about this. And
mm-hmm.
I'm able to say, you know, I really appreciate the offer, but it's just not the right fit for me at this time. And feel good about it without panicking and saying, oh my gosh, I walked away from that money. What am I ever going to do now?
Yeah.
And that's a huge gift to me. And that's really where I am so thankful. I am just extremely thankful. But the important words in where you said lifestyle and business by design
mm-hmm.
is by design.
Yeah. Yeah,
and really we'll talk more about that throughout this interview, I'm sure.
Yeah. And, you know, just to give people a little bit of a background, I met you back in 2004. And mm-hmm. what you do and what I do as well is we sell information products over the years and we offer products for sale online. And it's all done online, but we also, you know, get to go out and have a life outside of being online.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? But so I just wanted to share that before we got into the next question, because people might be listening going, well, information products and ebooks and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't know. How is that even possible that you could make not just a full-time income, but really to be able to create this lifestyle that you want and to be able to turn these things down, like you said. So how do you think it's even possible? How can you share that?
how is it possible to create the profitable side of things? You want to talk business?
Sure.
Of course, that's what I love. the part to actually create the profit, you know, that's where the fun is for me.
Yeah, of course.
You figure out something that you're very interested in that also can help people solve a problem, and you create solutions for them, and you charge for those solutions. The easiest way to understand it would be nonfiction books on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You know, how to get out of debt. If I was passionate about helping people to solve their debt problems, I could create a resource on Amazon, a Kindle book or a print book, which is so easy now with, mm-hmm. with the resources that are available. Create that, even interview experts. I don't even have to know everything. I just have to be able to find people that do.
Mm-hmm.
Turn that into a resource that can help people and then sell it. Therefore, I'm making money, I'm helping people, and I'm, you know, proud of what I've built.
Right.
You don't want to just go out and create information products to profit. You want to be able to help people mm-hmm. so that, again, you're proud of what you do. When your kids ask mommy, what are you doing for a living? You can say, oh, I help people get out of debt,
right.
and here's some of my stuff. You don't have to feel uncomfortable about it because you're not doing anything wrong. You're actually helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at Kindle books, that's just one form of an information product. You can also do ebooks that you sell on your site. You can do coaching programs, webinars. It doesn't need to be writing. It can be speaking. You can do paid speaking opportunities. There's so many ways you can get your message out. Even one-on-one coaching programs, that's information products as
mm-hmm.
well, because
yeah.
you're informing people, educating them, inspiring them, and helping them to improve some area of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in general, that's how I envision the business that I'm in.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like for me, I've done different information products in different markets and things. And right now I'm being like very slow with what I'm doing in a way that I want people to feel my heart behind the whole thing. You know, I want,
mm-hmm.
I really want to take my time with it and launch something that truly, like you said, you're proud of, but that's also really meaningful, you know?
Yes.
And I love that about what we can do. Like in this day and age, it's, you know, 20 years ago, people were like, what? You can do that and you can do well with it, you know? So what are three key things that you personally do to ensure that this lifestyle happens for you?
Well, in my business, you know, my business started, you know me, you've seen me come through the last, well, let's see, 2004, that's been,
yeah.
it's been a few years, a number of years.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've done is, I always talk about setting your business goals, your financial goals, but also your lifestyle goals
mm-hmm.
and knowing what you want each of those pieces to look like. So the number one thing that I do is I reassess things regularly because that changes on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm.
5 years in, you know, right now your financial goals may be to make $500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And in a year, it may be $5,000 a month.
Right.
And in a couple of years after that, it may be $50,000 a month. You know,
mm-hmm.
it just, you have to reassess these things. Plus, your lifestyle goals are going to change as well.
Mm-hmm.
If your kids are little right now, you may plan to work during naps, and that
right.
may be it. When they're at school, maybe you plan to work while they're at school, but you volunteer in the afternoons. And then when they get to high school, maybe your goal is just to be there in the afternoons and in the evenings. You know, that changes, mm. and then they're out of the house.
Yeah.
So what is this going to look like for you over that period of time?
Right.
So reassessing regularly is one of my big things. Both my business goals, my business goals, my financial goals, and my lifestyle goals,
mm-hmm.
and really looking at what I want those to look like now and in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, so that I know that I'm heading in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that I always multiply my marketing. We work so hard in our business. So anytime I do anything in my business, I say, how can I use this again?
Yes.
Because it's hard work. Like, for instance, with this podcast, when you contacted me, you said that you're going to have it transcribed and you're going to be using it as a tool to spread the word about both of us.
For sure.
That's exactly what I do. Every time I invest my time in my business, that's time away from my family. So how can I get the most out of that? If I write a blog post in it, it's awesome and it gets great feedback and people really get helped by it. You know what I'm going to do with that blog post? I'm going to put it into a document and it's going to become part of a Kindle book, either the inspiration for a Kindle book or one chapter for a Kindle book, because I already took the time to invest in creating that. So why would I just walk away and then go, okay, well, that's done.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense when you think like a business person and when you think about your lifestyle as well.
Yeah. And then you can, okay, go ahead,
I was just going to say, and the third thing is that I do have people that work for me, and that's obviously not something everybody can do from day one, but over time, it's allowed me to have the freedom to walk away from my business and still make money and know that my business is supporting my family, even if, you know, I'm on the good side of things. If I want to cruise around the world and I wanted to be on a boat or live on a sailboat for a year, or in case of a bad thing where I was unable to work, which, you know, these things happen in our lives where you unfortunately know all too well that the healthiest person can become unhealthy very quickly. And if you don't plan for that, then that can really throw you. But if you do have things in place, you're able to focus on what's important, which is taking care of yourself or whoever it is that you love that needs you at that time.
Yeah.
Those are my three things.
That's great, Nicole. Yeah, and multiplying is so important. You know, people, I think they think marketing is just, okay, we put it out on Facebook or whatever, or we put it out on the blog and you're done. But there's really, like, you got to put a lot more effort into it so that you can get a better, bigger return. Why not?
Exactly.
You know? And then, you know, and, you know, that whole thing with my daughter when she got sick, I was like 2 years before that, I was selling off my last store location and preparing for future after the business, that I had to carry my family past having the store. We wouldn't have the store anymore. And that's when she got diagnosed. And I was like, whoa, that's, okay, now I can just take my laptop and go in the hospital. So not what I envisioned, but, you know, you have to prepare for anything. And, yeah, I think people just tend to not want to think about those things, but I think it's really important. So what are some things that you've been able to do because of your business?
Well, as you know, I like to travel a lot. My son is 16 years old, so I've really been trying to, you know, when they graduate high school and go off to college, they get girlfriends and a job and, you know, all kinds of obligations. So we've been trying to travel a lot the last few years, at least leave the country once a year, hopefully more. and all of our family is 1,000 miles away, so every summer or every other summer, we try to spend at least 3 weeks by our family, our extended family up there. And then this last summer, of course, it's a long story. It's on my blog, but we hosted an orphan through New Horizons for Children, which is an organization that does a lot of work with orphans in Latvia, the Ukraine, and in Asia. And we hosted an orphan in our home for Christmas in 2001 and fell in love with her, and then proceeded to start the adoption process. And we were over three quarters of the way done, and she was a 16-year-old girl and got very scared and she panicked. And although she loves us very, very much, she was terrified of giving up her friends and starting over here. So she couldn't do it. She got too scared. So. Obviously, a year of my life was spent in mountains of paperwork and driving to New Orleans to beg people to sign forms, even though I didn't have an appointment, and, you know, contacting my congressman because she was about to age out, so we had to work really quickly.
Yes.
Because she wouldn't be available after that.
Wow.
And then, of course, after it fell apart, I had several months of mourning and trying to understand what the purpose of it was and all of that. But anyway, she's a good girl, and mm-hmm. she's still my daughter. She just happens to live very far away,
yeah.
which is interesting, parenting a child from 5,000 miles away.
No kidding.
But my 16-year-old could choose to go to college in Australia, and then, you know, in 2 years, I'd have the same thing. So
it's true. My daughter, she moved to Toronto, straight across the country, graduated high school, then see ya.
Exactly. So to make a short story long, last summer ended up spending 5 weeks in Europe, as our family spent 5 weeks in Europe.
Right.
That was possible because of my business, and I was able to work a half an hour to an hour a day. Some days I didn't even log on at all, and we were able to not only afford, you know, the trip after we had paid for all of the adoption stuff, but we also had that time available without obligations, and were able to just kind of disappear. We didn't have reliable Wi-Fi, or we had no cellular service. So because my business was built the way it is, I knew everything would be taken care of and things would run smoothly. And if there was an emergency, my team would deal with it. And I just enjoyed my time. We spent 3 weeks in Latvia, and then we went over to Ireland and spent 2.5 weeks there with our friend Darina. We stayed with Darina Lokman.
You're kidding me. I did not know that.
All four of us stayed in her home with her and her husband and their three boys. It was and their two chickens. It was a great time.
That is so wonderful.
Just having my business enabled me to do that, because if we had jobs that required us, you can't take off 5 weeks.
No.
No, not without a whole lot of planning.
Not without about 30 years of service.
Exactly. And that's after the year before we went to Wisconsin for 3 weeks, and we were in Jamaica and the Bahamas.
Nice.
Prior to that, and I was in San Francisco. So, I mean, we have this freedom because of the way the business was built, and it's because of that freedom to say no.
Yes.
If somebody, you know, people have asked me to partner with them on membership sites that involve a forum, I can't do that because then I need to be able to log in and support those people every day, or I'd be letting somebody down. So I just, as awesome as an opportunity as that is, it doesn't fit with my lifestyle design.
Yeah, that's so great. I did a bunch of travel last year, and this year sent my son on a missions trip to India, which was really nice. And I can't say it's all been easy and rosy, because it hasn't been, you know, after divorce and all that sort of thing. But I feel like I'm really getting my bearings you know, good foundational stuff here. So it's great. I'm looking forward to more travel maybe next year. But yeah, it's a great way to run a business and live a life. I'm actually reading the 4-Hour Work Week again. I love that book, and it just inspires me to work less, you know? Like, I'm just a recovering workaholic. Seriously, I was work all the time. So it's such a good thing. I'm really glad that we're talking about this, because it encourages me. It's like I was just talking with someone about this, is that when you're raised a certain way, that you just accept that that's how things have to be, right? So you work like a maniac all growing up, and then, you know, you just accept that, when really it's actually okay to go watch the sunrise at the beach, and it's okay to do these things and go away and have a business that supports you while you're gone. You know, it's interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's interesting what our thoughts tell us. So what is one thing that you would recommend to someone who's just starting out?
I would recommend to look 1 year down the road, and 5 years down the road, and 10 years down the road, and really close your eyes, turn off the TV, put your phone down, and picture what you want your life to look like. Because otherwise, you're going to be 5 years from now and be in the same place. Mm-hmm. It's just, you have to picture it, you know, without getting all fluffy and, you know, airy fairy stuff. You can't aim for something if you don't know what the goal is.
Yeah.
So just close your eyes and look at your life 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, even 10 years from now, and think about what your business is going to look like, what your finances are going to look like, and what your lifestyle is going to look like, and what do you have to do to make that happen.
Yeah.
Start at the end of the map where you're going, and then you can start to map your way there. But if you don't do that, you're just going to keep going in circles. And that's something I do on a very regular basis. I look at, okay, I'm right here right now. I wanted to be here, but I think I need to move that a little bit to over here. So let's remap our plan. How am I going to get to the new destination? But having the original goal there in your head is essential to knowing whether the decisions you're making, you know, on a minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day basis are the right ones to get you there or not.
Yeah. And I think too, just, you know, having a website, a good website, and then putting something up for sale and go from there. Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's funny too. People think they have to have this huge, huge following and this crazy, you know, huge internet presence before they can start actually selling something. And that's so not true.
That is absolutely not true.
Not true. And because we have friends who have started in markets that they've never been in before. Brand new. And you have to start with your email list and different things, but you know, you have to start with a product too and have something to sell. But so what is something that has surprised you along your journey?
The thing that surprised me the most is how many amazing friends that I've made along the way.
Yeah.
Hands down. They are generous. They are smart. They're talented. They're amazing. Just the network of people that I've gotten to know. I mean, and we get together on a lot of occasions.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I actually make one of my friend's recipes, and she's somebody that I met through, Solo Masterminds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Tracy Roberts. And
oh,
she came
yeah.
and stayed for a while, and she made this Caribbean chicken.
Nice.
And so now we make it all the time, and the kids walk in and they say, "That's Miss Tracy's recipe."
Aww,
you know?
Nice.
And so it's so fun to have that business connection become a personal connection, and how it's enhanced my life so much. Plus the other thing that surprised me is I found that the more I paid attention to making choices that aligned with my personal goals rather than focusing so much on my financial goals.
Yeah.
The happier I've been, the more money I've been able to make, the more money I've been able to give back, and the less burned out I've been.
Yeah.
It's funny that as soon as I started paying attention to my gut and what felt right and what would get me to the lifestyle I wanted, the financial side of things started to take care of itself more and more.
Right.
It's funny, but it's so
it is
true.
Funny, yeah.
But I mean, after
in
9 years since we've met each other, that's a long time to go without getting burned out. So you really do have to pay attention to what your gut's saying, or you're just gonna burn out. You're gonna wear yourself right out and lose your mojo when bad things happen, and they do in business.
Yeah,
you know, poop happens. It does.
Did you just say 9 years? That means that my oldest Tori was only 11 years old when we met.
At least in 2004, right?
Yeah. And the funny thing is we were both with our kids at a very different place than we are now. You know, like Matt is graduating this year. So I have two that are graduated and kind of a lot more independent and on their own, and just one at home. So it's like, I have way more time to dedicate to my business and this lifestyle design. But
it's interesting because that can either be a good thing or a bad thing.
Right.
I found.
How's that?
It's interesting. Well, because I find that like during the summer where I limit myself to only working an hour a day.
Right.
I get so much done.
Yeah.
Whereas when the kids are at school, sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
You know, whole day goes by, I'm like, what did I do today? Because I don't value that time as much, and I don't structure myself as well to know that when I sit down, this is what I've got to do. And I can't go down rabbit trails. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes having more time can actually be a detriment rather than an asset.
True. Yeah, you think it's all this time, you know, like even when I was in the hospital with Tori, I couldn't even say, okay, this hour every day I'm going to work. It was like the minute I could, you know, because doctors are coming in and out and all sorts of things were happening and going on and surgeries and transfusions and a bunch of crazy, crazy stuff. And I'd be like, okay, it's 10 o'clock at night. I have half an hour before her next med, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I could get some things done. You really, truly value that time a whole lot more. Totally. I get that. Yeah. So do you have, okay, because I really, truly am a recovering workaholic. Really, truly, like, really, truly. And just to give you an example, I don't know if you know about this, but I got very sick after Tori got sick. So about a year after, I was rushed to the hospital and I was booked in there for about a week and everything turned out good. I was fine. I just needed help. But it was because I had abandoned my body. I feel like my brain and my heart completely disconnected from my body and I just totally disconnected. So, and how that all kind of happened was I was sitting at the computer working. I was sick to my stomach and I was still working and I'm going, ignore, ignore, ignore. So do you have any advice for the workaholics that are listening?
Absolutely. Well, I want to go back to what you said just now, because it's actually a very common phenomenon that the caretaker is the one who ends up not making it through a lot of situations like that. I mean, you see it in hospitals all the time where one person goes into the hospital and then the spouse is the one that ends up getting sick and getting really sick while the person that originally came in gets better. Because, you know, we have to take care of ourselves and can't put our own needs to the side to take care of others.
Yes.
It goes back to the air mask on the airplane. You have to put your own air mask on before you can help anyone else, because if you're passed out, you can't do any good at all. So you have to take care of yourself. And, you know, I can say that all day and night, but it's still, I fall into the same thing.
For sure.
But the advice I have for workaholics is basically the same motto I've had since 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So 13 years now. And the motto that my husband and I both have is the days are long, but the years are short.
Yes.
And I know you've heard me say that over the years, over and over and over again, but that's because it's the one thing that I can say to myself that snaps me out of, no, this doesn't have to get done right this second.
Right.
You know, no, I don't have to sit here and finish this today. The world is not going to come to an end if I don't get my Kindle book up today.
Yes.
This will really be okay. But my daughter needs me right now, and she needs, well, she doesn't need me, she wants me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason why this Kindle book has to be up tonight. It can be up tomorrow.
Right.
So walk away and, you know, make her the priority that she should be.
Mm-hmm.
So the days are long, but the years are short. In the middle of the day, it seems like you have all the time in the world, but then you blink, and like you said,
mm-hmm.
your kids are graduating high school,
yeah.
and you go, where did that time go, and why didn't I spend it better?
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have those regrets. Even if we're trying our best, we could do better. We all
For
know
sure.
it.
Yeah. This is how I explain it, is that when the kids were little and babies, I got a little annoyed because everyone who stopped you goes, oh, it goes by so fast. And they'll be like, yeah, yeah, I get it, right? But then how I explain it is like you go to sleep one night, you wake up, you look around and go, really? Really?
Yeah.
Like what just happened here? Like this just went so fast. So, yeah, it's just a matter of, like you said, making that time during the day when you can and accepting that, you know, I've had a hard time accepting not working. Right. So,
right.
And actually for me too, it's about, you know, recovering from my own spirituality, my own health, my soul, everything that needs to be fed, you know, and taken care of so that I can be a better mother too for the future going ahead, you know.
That is so true. And I was actually going to say that the same thing with the days are long, but the years are short is with exercise. You know, you can be in the middle of the day and go, oh, I don't have time to exercise now. I'll do it tomorrow.
Right.
And then a month goes by and you go, you know, I never went on that walk.
Yes.
And I haven't been to the gym, I haven't gone on a walk, I haven't done yoga, and it's been a month.
Yeah.
Because every day I think, oh, I have all the time in the world, and then, boom, I'm 5 pounds heavier, and I realize that I have not done the things that are really important to
mm-hmm.
me. So that means, you know, I always say that I know how well I'm running my business by how my jeans fit.
Right. Yeah.
And if my jeans don't fit well, that means that I am not a good CEO of my business right now because I've gotten out of balance.
Yeah.
So that means I need to get my butt
get out there,
get some sunshine,
yeah.
you know, take a walk, do something fun, play volleyball with my daughter in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it means that I'm not living by my own rules and I have to get back because, you know, you can say it all day and night and I can say it over and over and over again, but the truth is we all ebb and flow and it's mm-hmm. a constant reassessment. Like I said, with your business, you have to reassess because if you don't, you can slide back into those old habits so quickly without even realizing you've done it.
Yeah.
So you have to be on top of it on a continual basis.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing before we close that I absolutely love about you is you bring humor into everything that you do.
And I try.
My scripture, my life scripture is Philippians 4:8, and it's to think of what is lovely, what is pure, admirable, what is of good report. So I love that you bring humor and laughter and everything because we all need that. And you just put out a book called Expert Briefs, Blogging for Profit, The Stripped Down Naked Truth from 26 on Rockin' Online Business Owners. And you have a picture of two pairs of, you know, I don't know what you want to call them.
I think they're underpants. Yeah.
Underpants. Well, that stemmed from your Expert Briefs blog posts, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was a labor of love, and I'm extremely proud of how it turned out. The
nice.
Book is, I think it's fun, inspiring, educational. It's everything that I wanted it to be, and I'm very, very proud of how it turned out.
That's awesome. So I'll definitely have a link to that for everyone listening. And you can find Nicole over at NicoleOnTheNet.com, where you can find all her wacky stuff and business advice and specifically, you know, online business information, product publishing, all of that sort of thing. She's very good at and very, you know, informative on. So thanks so much, Nicole, for being on the podcast today. It's really, I'm very thankful to call you friend and look forward to our future. And, you know, I'm glad we did our second podcast in 9 years.
So funny. Well, thank you, Vera, for inviting me, and I'm so excited about your new podcast. Well, I guess it's not new, but your new direction that you're going in your business.
Thank you. Yeah.
Very excited for you.
Thank you, Nicole. Have a great day.
You too.